Welcome to your vocal somatics ritual. Using the voice, the somatics of your body to release and to rearrange and even rejuvenate ourselves. You might find the first time you do this, you just can release emotions. You might find the more you do it, you can release, rearrange, and start to self-regulate and get more control. And eventually, more times you do it, you might find you can even rejuvenate yourself through this. It's a ritual, so you can do it regularly, and so you can do it multiple places in the body to whatever is bothering you at any given time. So let's start by standing or sitting comfortably. Take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you're breathing deeply, I want you to just notice sensations in your body, okay? So is there a place in your body where there's some tension? Is there a place in your body that's aching a little bit? Or that there's some tension? I want you to notice your feeling. What are you feeling right now? There is no right or wrong. Can you witness the things that you're feeling? Are you feeling some sadness? Are you feeling some agitation? Or is there some kind of anxiety? Are you feeling upset? Are you feeling sad? I want you to be noticing the difficult feelings right now. The difficult feelings and where they are in your body, okay? Maybe you've been quite upset and there's some tension around your heart. Or maybe you've been nervous or upset and you can notice those feelings in your stomach. Or maybe the back of your neck or your temples. Where are the feelings in your body? Strong feelings and sensations, right? We're looking for the difficult ones or the tension right now. Find one that seems a little prominent or most meaningful right now. A place where you have tension or a strong feeling. And bring your hand to that place, right? So it might be got a lot of tension on your heart. You put your hand on your heart. Maybe your lower back or maybe your stomach. Wherever you're having strong feelings and sensations, bring your hand there. And try to bring your hand there in a way that's comforting, that your hand feels like it's a comforting or reassuring influence on that tension or that feeling. And as you feel your hand physically connecting you to that place, I want you to bring your mind and your attention to that place. It's like you're bringing your mind into that, your attention into that part of your body where your hand is and where the tension or a strong feeling is. And with your hand and attention there, I want you to start breathing. Breathing and making sounds with your voice. So you might go, ah, it might be an ah sound. Try making ah sound. Or it might be an oh. And keep making those vocal sounds. Oh. And we combine them. Oh. Feel the sound in your hand, in that part of your body. Connect the sound that you're making with your voice to your hand and to that part of your body where the sensation and feelings are. Do it a couple more times. You might try to have a little bit of pressure more with your hand as you're making the vocal sound. Ooh. Ooh. right. So just keep making the vocal sound in connection with your hand, giving a little bit of light pressure on that area. Sort of feel your breathing, feel your hand, feel your breathing, and connect the vocal sounds to that area. Try to really feel your voice in that part of the body. Feeling your voice in that part of your body. As you can more and more feel your voice in that part of your body, you can take your hand off if you like and make the sound. Start modulating your voice. So instead of the wah, whatever vowel sound you're making, make the sound of that tension. So, for example, wah, wah, that's the sound. And now I'm gonna make the sound of the tension. Wah. You make the sound of the tension and you make the sound of the release. The tense sound, and when your voice opens up, feel that part of your body open up, right? So the tension in your voice, feeling the tension in that part of your body, and then when your voice releases, feel that part of your body release. Connect to that part of your body. Feeling that part of your body release as your voice releases. Keep doing that. You're gonna feel the sort of tension. Maybe it's the sadness. You've got a lot of sadness right now. So making the tense sound and then releasing it and opening up in your voice. Connecting the feelings of your voice to that part of your body. So when your voice opens up, you can really feel it release in your body. Ooh. Ooh. You might want to put your hand back there if it helps you to connect to that part of your body, whether discomfort or difficult feeling is. Good. Now I want you to move a little bit. So if the tension is in your chest, maybe try moving your chest in and out or swaying your chest a little bit. If the feeling is tension is in your neck and your head, maybe roll your head a little bit. If the tension is in your stomach and your waist, maybe try some small hip circles. Just combining a little bit of movement with it to open things up, to really try to release whatever difficult feelings, whatever tension is locked in that part of the body. So some light movement, and even just intuitively move any other part of your body that you feel helps or that feels good to you. Just moving a little bit, moving around. And as you move, I want you to do that with your voice. Connect to your body with your voice as you move. Ooh. You might get some extra movement as your voice opens up. Can release a little bit with the voice and move a little bit more. Ah, ah. Wherever it hurts, see if you can open it up with your voice and open it up just with gentle movement. Ah. Moving that part of your body to open things up and feel your voice. Try to feel your voice resonating in your body. Ah, you can make whatever sounds feel good to you. Right now, I just want you to open up your voice and make whatever sounds feel good. Move in whatever way you feel opens things up and releases things. Wow. Ooh. When you're making your vocal sounds, feel your voice resonating in that part of the body. Feel your voice resonating throughout your body. Ah. 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 Good. And just slowly come back to stillness. Slowly calm your voice. Slowly fade out your voice and bring back a sense of stillness. Just notice the sensations in your body. Notice how you're feeling. Take some deep breaths. Give yourself a hug. That was big work. Congratulate yourself, give yourself a hug. You can do this practice whenever you want. And maybe you want to just work through one difficult feeling at a time with this particular practice. And make it a ritual and explore. Explore how you can move your voice. Explore what it feels like to bring your hand to a place in your body that has tension or strong feeling. Explore moving and moving your voice with the movement and opening things up and releasing. As you do this practice over and over as a ritual, you'll start to build up somatic skills and vocal skills for really using your voice as an instrument of your personal transformation.